an awful lot of golfers out of the top 100 of WAGA playing here. I think two-thirds of the field have actually come from overseas to play here. So that's an enormous tick for the championship itself, and we're delighted to see them. They are the future of probably the future of professional golf. So there's going to be some terrific stuff played here, and you know, as I say, that they are quality players, probably already good enough to play, you know, professional golf, some of them. So we're looking forward to seeing it.
Sure, and of course the amateur champion, what a huge incentive, will earn a place in the 144th Open at St Andrews.
Yes, and just this week, you know, the winner at Portrush last year, Scotland's Bradley Neil, is teeing it up in the US Open. So that's there for grabs as well. So whoever wins this week will not only have the Open in a month's time, but the US Open next year, and more than likely be invited to play in the Masters. So I'm sure that must come into their mind at some stage, that they will be able to play in those events.
I mean, this is an event with such an amazing tradition. You know, several Open champions and Ryder Cup players have played in the amateur ranks over the years. The likes of Nicholas, Olathabal, Montgomery, you know, the list is endless.
And McIlroy, of course, has played in the amateur as well. Some of the top pros of our time currently, you know, have played in the Walker Cups or in the amateur, and no doubt this week there'll be some following in their footsteps as well.
Important to point out as well, Peter, I mean, it'll be a great event, but admission and parking is free, so, you know, there's no reason not to come along.
None whatsoever, and you know, we've been lucky that in the run-up to this event, the Open Championship Trophy and the Amateur Championship Trophy have been shown to 1,200 school children in this area, and they've had the chance of touching history and having their photograph taken. And hopefully, you know, this is a sort of event that hopefully will encourage a lot of the younger people who perhaps have never played golf before to take it up. And I think as part of the week, we're going to give golf lessons to 120 school children here. So no, there's absolutely no reason why people shouldn't come here and watch some terrific golf.